Boogity.
Hey, Ben. So can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. All right, I'll see you guys later. All right, so this is the whole thing about Goody Lawrence, Ben.
Yeah.
Things go wrong, whatever, we adapt to it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right now.
What's going on, Paul?
So my wife got a new iPhone.
Okay.
She's trying to back it up, and it's not working. There could be many different things wrong with it.
Yeah.
But she... One of the things that might have to happen is... Sorry about that. Came out of my ear. One of the things that might have to happen is she might have to update her iTunes.
What?
Which would mean...
Do you have a Mac or a PC at home?
PC.
Oh, okay. Then I am useless.
I knew that. That's why I didn't ask you. No, she may have to update the software on the entire thing, which, you know, partly something that we use to record.
Is she still running, like, Windows 7 or something?
She is still running Windows 7, and I suggested to her that might be the problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've started doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think Microsoft supports that anymore.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Here's what I've decided. This is what the podcast could become, Ben.
Oh, God.
You are in the stationary position. You are let's say, Oracle in Batgirl. You are whoever that guy was who kind of ran things for Street Hawk. I don't remember exactly what the name of the character is.
Don't look at me. I just host a podcast about comic books. I don't contribute at all.
Person of interest. You know, the guy who played Ben Linus on Lost. He's telling this other guy who played Jesus in that one movie what to do. I am in my car right now driving.
You are? Wait.
Where am I driving to?
Paul, keep your eyes on the road, Paul.
It is on the road, Ben. I am locked tight, heel focused. No problem.
All right, why are you driving?
Well, here's my idea, and this is what I'm going to share with you. The idea is that I'm going to go to buy a postcard, right?
Okay.
And during this podcast, I'm going to mail the postcard to someone of your choosing. And then when they get this postcard, they can re-listen to the podcast, and we'll hit at least one listener, because they will hear about how this postcard got made.
You are assuming that I know people's physical mail addresses.
Well, you were at a place with a computer, right?
I am, actually. But
what I want you to do is I want you to look up on your Gmail account, maybe not the one for the podcast, maybe your own personal one, and I want you to type in the phrase, my address is?
Yeah.
And see what comes up. The most recent thing, there's a kid who's trying to ride his bicycle across the street, and it's adorable and sort of dangerous because he couldn't get his feet on the pedals. Did I hit him? No, I did not, because I am paying attention, Ben, even though the sun is in my eyes. See what I'm doing here?
Paul, I'm just going to assume you're playing a game with me and you are not actually driving. If I type in, culpable deniability, if I type in what my address is, all I get are IP addresses. Top hit, what is my IP address? Second hit, show my street.
No, Gmail. Gmail. Your Gmail account, not Google, Ben.
Oh, you want me to type it into Gmail.
Right. Find out the last person who gave you their address.
Oh, I see.
And we are going to send them a postcard.
You're also assuming that I want to send somebody evidence of this podcast.
Oh, of course you do, don't you? Why not?
Let's see. Gotta
let the people know, Ben.
I have a bunch of
we're doing something different. We're not just two white guys talking to each other. We're two white guys talking to each other while one of them does something.
The first
by
it
the
is
way,
yes.
I got my 23andMe updates a little while back.
I don't know.
99.9% European.
23andMe, I don't know what that is.
Oh, hey, it's a genetic testing thing.
Ah.
It lets you know what your genetic makeup is.
If I type in address for into my Gmail, every single thing is from BernieSanders.com.
No, no, my address is. You have to type that.
You're assuming that people have replied with that phrase. You're assuming that actually I have asked for people's address.
Yes.
No, no.
Or even my new address is.
No. Okay, I got one. I'm not going to say it online, but I got one.
Okay, can you say who it is?
It's Brett Fetzer.
Oh, perfect. Now
we had a reading at his house lately.
Oh, this is perfect. And can you confirm that that's his address? Like, is that...
Well, I know where he lives, so I didn't look at the address.
Okay.
Actually, it's funny. I don't see it in the email chain anymore.
No. You don't have postcards. Okay.
Who sells postcards these days?
Like who? Oh, okay. Yeah. Books a Million might have postcards. Oh, you know what they do? I bet you they do. Thank you so much.
All right, are you? I figured out what to do.
Plug for Books a Million. Books a Million, where my wife, at one point in time, decided she didn't want to shop there anymore. I don't think I want to tell the story, but she's changed her mind now. She's all right with it.
All right.
If she were around, I'd ask her if I could tell the story, but it's when we first got here, and she just wasn't, Barnes & Noble is the only bookstore around where we're at. Are there Books a Million out there?
No. We have both the big chain bookstores and independent resellers because we are a major metropolitan city.
Yes, of course.
So I can go to Twice Sold Tales just down the street and... Listeners, you will not believe this. Paul just hung up on the podcast. Now let's see. I'm going to keep recording, but let's see if he actually calls me back. I don't know how I feel about this new turn of events here regarding the theme of the podcast. I'm sure it'll last for a couple of episodes, maybe a couple of weeks, and then maybe Paul will get tired of walking around or driving around, as the case may be, to buy a postcard and send to some poor soul who unwittingly gave me their mailing address for this purpose. Oh, and look, there he is calling me back. All right, and now we have on line two a Mr. Paul Goody. Paul, what are your thoughts on the Seahawks losing Russell Okung to the Broncos?
Hi, Ben. First-time caller, first-time listener. What's a phone? How do those work?
I have no idea.
The little microphone hang-up thingy on my, I'm wearing one earbud, right?
Yeah.
So that, I don't actually, I'm not actually using headphones in the car.
Are you wearing the earphone that has the control unit on it?
Yes. And the controls, you see, were underneath the seatbelt. And so it made me hang up on you.
Well, that's weird.
And that's the only reason I hung up on you.
That's okay.
I wasn't all of a sudden...
I just kept the show going, man. I was gonna talk Seahawks. We were going to talk about Mariners spring training. This turned into a sports podcast.
Left with the what now in the Seahawks?
Oh, Russell Okung, our offensive tackle, recently became a free agent, and he represented himself in his negotiations with the Denver Broncos.
What's his last name?
Okung. O-K-U-N-G.
Oh, well, top of the morning to him. It's St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
It is.
You didn't know that already.
Happy Thanks Patrick's Day. I will I'll tell you a little bit about how the sausage is made. I'm sitting here at my desk. I actually do have an alcoholic drink on my desk with me.
What?
Because...
oh, my goodness. As we all know, I famously do not drink.
Famously don't. And for the Perfect Bound podcast, one of our panelists does not drink, and I would like to actually have a drink while we do that, but I do not want to be rude, so we don't.
Is it rude because they would like to drink but they don't? Is that?
I
don't mind when people drink in front of me.
No, but I don't think you consider yourself an alcoholic either.
No, but I knew that there was a danger of it, so I was a very forward-thinking young man.
I do. I don't think I've ever seen you drink, Paul, but I have been around you, and you have done hard drugs many years ago.
That is hearsay. That is hearsay, and I will not agree to that statement, sir.
And in fact, I do believe...
You do realize that I go through regular background checks.
Oh, are you going to be background checked for an event that happened probably, I don't know, 15 years ago?
It is possible. Wait a second. 15 years ago?
I don't know. Remember that party at the Cracker Jack house when you were talking to a couple people and you're like, hey, have you met my friend Ben? Hey, Ben, come over here. Meet these two people I just met.
No. See, now, Ben.
I don't want to talk to them anymore.
A pick and roll. No, I didn't want to talk to them anymore. I just said, hey, Ben, would you like to meet this person? And then when you said hello, I wandered away. I have social anxiety, and maybe that's what we're thinking about here. So anyway, yes. I am certain that I know nothing about this Seahawk of whom you're mentioning. The Seahawk that you were mentioning.
Then caller, why did you call in to Ben's Sports Talk?
I'm lonely, and I just like to talk to people. I love telling you know what? Can I tell you what it is? I love telling people I have no interest in football. It makes me feel like a big smarty. Look at me! That thing you like. I sometimes like to call it the baseballs or the basketballs. Or just sports ball. That way I can say I don't even know the names of sports.
Hey, remember when we went to go see that sports movie starring Patton Oswalt called Big Fan at the Egyptian Theater?
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of Big Fan. You know who was in that? Joe Garden. Joe Garden was in that. He's the one who was talking about Jerry Costco.
You lost me. And you.
Oh,
lost
there's a scene. Oh, can you hear me? Wait.
Yeah. No. I didn't lose a signal. Yeah, I lost the train of thought.
There's a scene where Patton Oswalt's over at somebody's house, and this guy is talking about how Costco is really scared of his new company.
Okay. Well, the reason I brought that up is also because we were talking about sports, but also when we went to go see
We
went to go see a preview of Big Fan at the Egyptian. Patton Oswalt was in attendance, and it was pretty poor showing. There was about 20 people in the audience.
Yeah, it was a good show, but not a lot of people showed up. Oh, and then later on, you remember this, for my birthday, I got to go to a Patton Oswalt concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was interviewed, and I made it onto the special features of the DVD.
Are you sure you want the background checkers to know this?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's not a problem.
Maybe they disagree with you.
Maybe, illegal during it.
Maybe they disagree with your favorite stand-up comedian choices.
Oh, you know what? They can go jump off a bridge.
You know, I actually haven't
into a lake.
I actually haven't seen it. Do you own the DVD?
I do.
What's the name of the bit? I might look it up. What's the name of the performance? What's the name of the DVD? Like Patton Oswalt in concert?
I don't remember. Just look up Patton Oswalt concert video Seattle, and it should tell you.
I think there might be a couple of hits.
I'm looking. I can't see any. I don't see any postcards.
Don't you have like gas stations or mini marts in Edwardsville?
Yeah, I guess I could try that.
I thought that's where the postcards live. Like a Hallmark? Do you guys have Hallmark out there? Has Hallmark made it that far east?
Maybe there's a Hallmark. I think there might be, actually. But I'm going to check first, because I like money. I'm sorry. Sorry, go ahead. No. Do you have postcards by any chance? Okay, do you know anywhere in town that does have them? Somebody suggested maybe Quick Trip would have them. Do gas stations have? Okay, well, I'll go and check.
I live over in Missouri, so.
Oh.
This is as far as I ever get.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
I just don't think people send postcards anymore.
I think that's it. Oh, maybe Happy Up Incorporated. Oh, I'm going to go to Happy Up Incorporated.
I have Happy Up Incorporated. Now, describe that store.
Happy Up Incorporated is my favorite store. It's a toy store here in Edwardsville, Illinois. It used to be called Once Upon a Toy. And then...
But that was taken, so they had to change it?
Some friends of mine actually acquired it through some method of sale. Which I just realized I don't know exactly how it happened.
It sounds like you were trying to hide some sort of horrible, horrible, shady dealings.
No.
They acquired it through a method?
Yeah, it's a nice toy store you got here. Shame if something were to happen. No, nothing like that. I just mean at some point in time, someone sold it to them, I guess? I don't know.
So your friends own a toy store. Anyway. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a really great toy store. If I had more money, I would buy toys there all the time. But I don't have a lot of money. So I'm going to go now and check and see if they have postcards.
You're going to go?
Nothing else, I'll make a postcard. Darn it. I have card stock in my house.
Can you just make postcards? Is that legal?
I don't know. I mean, probably not, but maybe. Who's to say?
I'm going to make my post office.
Michaels would have postcards, I betcha. I'm going to check Michaels first. I'll still go to Happy Up if they're open.
Are you?
But Michaels. Wait. You know what? I'll go to Happy Up first. I'll go to Happy. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? You may want to buy a toy.
It's possible. Yeah. Oh, actually, this gives me a really good idea.
Oh, does it?
Because they have a product that I think could help this situation.
Create your own podcast.
It's a postcard. No, I'm kidding. But something like it. We're gonna find out if they're open, and it says they're open. So, oh yeah, did you know that in small towns like the town now, things actually close at 6 lots of times?
Yeah.
You want to go to that place? You can't. It's not open. Nobody is open at 6.
I actually, I'm very familiar with that. My apartment building is in what is rapidly becoming more residential because they're building high rises everywhere, but it's very commercial. It's a very commercial district. And
at 8 o'clock, everything shuts down here.
Well, there are three restaurants like a block away from my apartment complex, and they all close at 5.
That's
maybe
crazy.
Even earlier, because they are basically just there for the lunch rush of the worker bees.
Good. I was wondering, do you have postcards?
Do they know what a postcard is?
I know it's weird. I've been looking all over town for postcards. Haven't been able to find any.
All over town? Really?
Well, two places.
It's been 20 minutes. How big is this town?
Let me ask you a second question. You had, at one point in time, a product that were strangely shaped things that you could send through the mail. Do you remember them? Because this might even be better than a postcard.
You can send it through the mail. Just put the address on it, put three stamps on it, and it'll send just like
that. How much are these? $9.99. Okay. somebody is going to get a monkey. So how do you put the address on?
Please tell me you're using that.
I am using it.
Oh, that is great.
And then, yeah, you just write it on the side right there.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do this.
And then we got monkeys, we got bears, and then we got
turtles. I think a monkey would probably be the best.
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah, let's get this. All right, we're going to send Brett a monkey, Ben.
Excellent. And I figured out how to give you his address without recording it onto the podcast.
You
could, so
you could text me with it. Hi there. Yeah, but I'm wearing a different shirt, so I don't have. And actually, I'm on a podcast right now as we speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Not why you have podcast voice right now.
Indeed. Well, no, I always speak like this. But yeah, also. I'm on the phone right now with Benjamin Lawrence in Seattle, Washington, and I am here at Happy Up Incorporated in Edwardsville, Illinois, the best store in the entire world.
Okay.
You're too kind.
Solar System. I'm sorry. There's a place in Sirius. It's pretty awesome. But it's pretty much exactly, it's an exact replica of this store, but you can float, which is pretty nice.
There you go. That would be ideal.
So, do you guys have a website or anything that people out of state can go to?
We'll put those in the show notes.
You don't ship out of state, is it? Oh, they do. Oh, well, hey, look. All right, just actually give them a call. It's 618-656-9596. And email is info@happyup. It's the word happy and then up. INC, happyupinc.com. You can fax them at 618-656-9621, and it's happyumpinc.com. And I'm buying a monkey from them. Oh man, I would love to work there. This is a great place.
Paul, since they're standing right there, I'm assuming it's okay with them that their phone number is on this
thing. Oh yeah. And it's okay to publish your phone number on the. Yes, of course. It's
okay.
A business, man.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Is that Shantae? Shantae is the owner,
I would hate
by the
to
way.
Get
ask
on the,
for her
would,
by name.
I would hate to get on the bad side of Happy App Incorporated.
What's that?
I would hate to get on the bad side of Happy App Incorporated.
You don't want to get on the bad side of Happy App Incorporated. It's really hard to do, and I would. So, let's see. There are instructions here. I might actually, if it's okay, we should just mount this a little, be a little larger and have two next to it. Find another place from address and apply postage. It'll be approximately $2.44. So $2.44 worth of stamps.
You're going to have to cover that.
Okay. No, Ben. I'll take it. Don't worry. Oh, three stamps. I forgot. Stamps are more expensive now. I was thinking of them as being 25 cents. That was a long time ago.
That was quite a while ago.
So do you guys have a Sharpie or like a thin Sharpie? Oh,
yeah.
This actually would work, I think. Oh, yeah, but if you have a thin one, let's check it out.
What
about
this one?
Oh, no, that's too thick. That'd be a problem. Oh, okay, I'll write the two right here. Two. And then are you gonna do that, Ben? You know what? This will work fine, I think.
I'll just tell you what the address is, and I'll not.
Yeah, beep it out.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Seattle, Washington. He actually gave his zip code when he sent it out to everybody.
98
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to do the from on this side. From Paul Goody, blah, 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 blah.
You're not gonna put my name on there? That's okay. I'm not really part of this anyway. I'm just, you know, the guy who, you know, records everything and
Bill
This is riveting. Riveting.
I'm sorry. Today. Yeah, yeah.
Listening
yeah,
to you write that.
I'm going to say Ben was a part.
Put the.
This.
Put the URL on it so he knows where to go.
What URL?
GoodyLawrence.com.
Oh, yeah.
Because at GoodyLawrence.com, that is where you can find links to podcasts, hilarious videos and sketches, live music, and much, much more.
Okay. I guess I can take this part off. I kind of want to keep it on just so that the post office will go, hey, hold on. But, no, I think this is good.
Read that address all back right. to me so I know you have it correct.
Okay, we're good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to go and put 3 stamps on this.
3? Good
Thank
God.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. And my name is Paul. My last name is Judy, spelled G-U-D-E. I will
Rhymes
probably
booty.
See Shantae on Sunday if she goes to the Christmas tree burning. She'll know what I'm talking about. Nice to see you guys.
Are you guys burning a Christmas tree?
Elias? Laz. Oh, Laz. L-A-Z. And Sam, nice to meet you. Laz and Sam, thank you so much. This was great. Wonderful store. I'll see you later. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, so we have the monkey.
Yeah, do me a favor and take a picture of it before you mail it and send it to me.
Take the picture of a monkey?
Take the picture of the monkey.
Of the monkey?
Yeah, and send
right.
it to me. Mail it, email it,
Ooh.
Or text it to me.
Yeah,
you can take
Hold
a
on.
Picture with the phone while you're on the phone. It's okay.
I'm taking a picture. Hold on. Yeah, I think this is the best. I like this idea of me just wandering around.
Yeah, it gets you out of the house.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more exciting, even though I sometimes go dark when I'm thinking or whatever. Oh, let's see here. Picture, camera.
Oh, no.
Oh, very artsy. There I have a go. Picture of the Texas Roadhouse in the background.
What is that?
Oh, it's a restaurant, Ben. They're all over the Midwest. It's sort of like the Cracker Barrel if you don't want to be as fancy. No, I'm kidding. It's actually more fancy in a way.
So I heard you...
Somebody sent me a message. Hey, Jennifer just said, just got a new phone. Check, is this thing on? Yes! Exclamation point. I send to her. Okay, now...
Now I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question first before we move on. I heard you mention. I heard you mention a Christmas tree burning. What is a Christmas tree burning? Is that an annual Edwardsville tradition?
No. It's a specific friend of ours who has Christmas trees and burns them.
Does he just collect Christmas trees from all of his friends and lights a big ass fire? Where that person is headed to right now.
Hey, Ben, could you do me a favor and find out how much Forever stamps? Just look up on Google how much Forever stamps are.
I believe Forever stamps are the price of the stamp when you buy them. So you can get a booklet of 20 for $9.80 at Office Depot. If you buy them direct from USPS, the United States Postal Service, well, it looks like it all depends on what you want on the front of your Forever stamp.
Well, here's my question. How many of these Forever stamps do I need to mail this monkey? If it's $2.44 of postage...
Forever stamps are 40... Currently, they are 49 cents a piece.
49 cents. So I need...
What's the total cost? $2.50? So you need like 5...
Okay, I'm going to put 6 on just to be sure. Now, I took a picture of the monkey without the stamps on it.
Of Cole Hornaday, you got me looking on the internet. Now, Cole Hornaday just tagged me on Facebook, so I got to go look and see what he says.
So here's one thing. That Brett Fetzer, we should say, is pretty much the guy responsible for Goody Lawrence happening, because he was the one who said, you know, or who allowed us, I should say, to do whatever we wanted.
Correct.
So big ups to Brett Fetzer, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, really, honestly,
we
did a whole bunch of stuff that really no one would have watched.
Probably. Well, I don't know if we did things at Spin the Bottle. Thanks to Brett, we were able to do them regularly.
Yeah. Once a month, he gave us a once a month slot. Yeah. It also forced us to sometimes do stuff when we maybe didn't have any good ideas, which allowed us to become idea generating powerhouses.
I believe that was in response to we had probably fallen into a bit of a rut in our Spin the Bottle performances, and so Brett was like, "All right, I'm going to give you guys an assignment."
Just we come up and destroy something, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah, then we throw marshmallows into the audience or something like that, and Brett's like,
"Yeah,
I'm going to make you do something else."
Oh, by the way, I think I should mention my daughter Betty, who you're familiar with.
Yes,
loves marshmallows. Can't get enough of them.
That is good to hear, because apparently we had traumatized her as a child with
now,
marshmallows.
If I could say, if I saw somebody getting marshmallows thrown at them with a crying baby strapped to them, I would be upset also now that I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, but she's 10 years old now.
I will say.
So, you know, it's not as big of a deal.
Go ahead. I was going to say, for those listening at home, this is in response to a performance we did at a Spin the Bottle where we had the audience throw marshmallows at you and I. We were trying to, it was a competition to see who can catch the most in their mouths. And you, I believe,
yes.
Betty was strapped to your chest in some sort of baby carrier. And
it was a
Bjorn
we won't
or something
name
like
the,
that.
The one.
And,
we won't name the brand. Because when you lean forward, it would upset her. And so I was going to pick up marshmallows, and she didn't like the fact that I was leaning forward, you know, because you get that fear response, because she was facing me.
Right. And
right?
An audience member took her upsetness, not in response to her to you leaning forward, but in response to her being pelted in the face or in the back of the head by a bunch of marshmallows.
I really tried not to have that. I don't know if she actually got...
You know, I gotta say though, you could throw.
It's pretty soft.
Felix Hernandez can throw a marshmallow at full force towards a baby's head, and it probably won't even register.
That's right. Because have you tried to get babies to register for anything? Irresponsible. I think you have a point.
Oh, right.
The big thing though, if you can imagine, my daughter is strapped to my chest. This woman is yelling at me, and I cannot respond because I've shoved so many marshmallows in my mouth that I can't even get any air through my mouth. I'm breathing through my nose.
And I don't even know this is happening because the audience response is so... What had happened was, and this is what Stephen McCandless thought was going to happen, we wanted the audience to throw the marshmallows at us because we were going to catch them in our mouths. What ended up happening was basically a game of war between the two halves of the audience who were on stage.
Yes. They just, yeah, exactly. Everybody just started throwing marshmallows
at
each other.
Mayhem exploded.
Yeah. So, okay, 49 times 6 is roughly, wait a second.
It's about $3.
About $3, yeah. That should be fine. I don't see a problem. Hey, do you register the dings that I get whenever people are messaging me?
No, but
can you hear that?
No, I can't. But okay. Every once in a while, you do hit a button on the phone, and I hear the tone from the button push.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry about that. Nothing to be done. Can't help it.
A likely story.
Yeah. So, this is good. I like this version of the podcast thing. The greatest part is that if there's dead air, I can always blame it on the fact that I was looking at something or someone.
Or perhaps driving.
What? You? Who knows what's happening?
Son of a bee. Hang on a second.
Oh, boy. But yeah. Maybe next time I'll also take more pictures of the town. That'd be fun.
Yeah, document
sure
where you are.
Would like that.
Let us.
It's a pretty nice little town.
See, there goes another one.
Wait, what? Beeping?
Yeah, the beeping. Always with the beeping. You're beeping.
I don't know about that.
You're a droid over there.
Hold on. I thought I had my, I normally end my phone. Is it still beeping?
No. It just beeps.
I can't hear it.
It's not a constant beep. It's every once in a while. Whoops. Sorry. Every once in a while, you would, hit, like, a key on the number pad.
All right. So, we are going to the post office. Now, I don't know if this actually... I wish I could actually talk to one of the post office people. Oh!
That's a federal offense.
Oh, man, here's something. Here's something that I'll talk about. I'll send you another picture.
Okay.
Now, see that? That was a beep from me getting a message.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you know Roseanne, right? TV show Roseanne.
Yes.
Okay. Lori Metcalf from Roseanne.
Roseanne's
from
sister.
The town that I live in now.
Okay.
Is
there a big picture of her on the sign outside of town? Welcome to Edwardsville, Illinois, home of Lori Metcalf.
No, but her family is a big deal out here.
Well,
and
of course.
One of the buildings has, I mean, and not because she was, I mean, they were a big deal first. And I think that kind of allowed her to
move to LA and pursue an acting career.
Pursue acting a career, an acting career. Also, she was good. I mean, you know, let's be honest. But I'm taking a picture of the building that has the word Metcalf painted on the back of it. You will see it.
Her family's store.
I think they were in. I want to say they were in real estate.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still their building. It may not be anymore.
That's what I do. No.
But yes.
No. Can you still hear me? Okay.
So.
Yes, Paul.
So I have the monkey here. I am going to the post office. Now, I do have a fear that, you know, it's not going to work and that I'll just get it back in the mail. But if so, then, you know, of course, I'll give you a copy of that.
I don't understand. It's a monkey that you put stamps on, but it's meant to be mailed. Is that the gimmick?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so are you inside the post office now?
I am inside the post office. I'm looking for...
We might be breaking some sort of federal rule at this point.
Is there a rule?
I don't know. There are so many rules. You know, if President Trump has his way, this will be illegal. And we would have to personally apologize to him.
All right, well, the monkey is away.
Oh, did you put the monkey in the mail slot?
I did.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes.
It sounds pretty active over there in the Edwardsville mail.
There's a couple people,
mail station.
Yeah, moving in and out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that people enjoy doing, you know.
Hey, so Paul, we recorded a bunch of Perfect Bound podcasts last night, and I gotta say, I totally forgot to mention this podcast. It was on my mind. I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
You cut into the middle of one of them.
I'll just do that thing. I'll do that thing that Mark Maron does on his WTF podcast, where I'll just break into the middle and be like, "Hey, everybody, this episode of Perfect Bound Podcast is brought to you by Goody Lawrence. Listen to Goody Lawrence."
Nice.
Okay, so also apparently what happened is my wife...
Is she texting you?
Has texted everyone, or at least tons of people, saying, hey, I got a new phone. Did you get this? And then whenever they write back to everybody. So I've been getting a lot of emails that say, yeah, I got it.
You know, you can leave group texts. I believe that was a introduction into maybe iOS 8 or 9. You can remove yourself from group
texts. I might
have
to utilize that.
Yeah.
Also, the sunsets here are really beautiful, and I've taken a picture of one of them. I'll email you that as well. I'll put all these up on my Instagram, which may or may not exist.
I don't do the Instagram, Paul, I'm afraid. But can you text
well then don't worry about
email
it.
Email me?
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, listeners, Paul Goody has once again hung up on the podcast. That is I'm beginning to see a flaw in this new method of podcasting. So let's go back to spring break. The last I heard, the Oakland Athletics were beating the Seattle Mariners in a spring training game down there in Arizona. James Paxton gave up, I think, 5 to 9 runs. Oh, and we have a caller on the line. All right. And caller number 2, what do you think about Paxton's lame start in the Mariners game against the Athletics today? Caller number 2. Going once, going twice. All right. No caller number 2. Well, I think Paxton, you know, he just needs to build some more confidence. He's been injured a lot. And what he needs to do is to just settle down and relax there on the hill and trust his catcher. He's got a couple of new catchers in Steve Clevenger and Iannetta. Oh, we have another caller. Okay. Now, caller number 3. Go ahead. What do you think about James Paxton's start in the Cactus League so far?
He's going to do what he's going to do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, okay. He's going to do what he's going to do, you know, and, you know, I'm not one to point any fingers, but, yeah, thanks, Obama. No, so about that.
Yeah, about that.
I really think we're just going to have to get used to the idea of President Trump unless something crazy happens.
Well, the crazy is starting to happen.
What's that?
Well, the crazy is starting to happen. A lot of the Republican leadership are saying that they will actually, if Trump actually gets the Republican nomination, big name Republicans like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are going to form a third party to counteract. So it's actually backwards in what we thought. We thought that they were actually going to wrest the nomination away from Trump at the convention, and Trump would have to form his own third party. It's going to be the other way around.
Oh, man. That's going to be crazy.
But did you
what
also...
What are they going to call it?
I don't know. Oh, my God. Neo-Republicans. But
Ben,
did you, what?
Can you imagine? They'll be able to... These guys will be able to write off all the past Republican history and say, that's those guys. We're a party of...
We're even worse.
We believe in two things, drug legalization and atheism. Let's go. So whatever. Oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, but let me get this straight. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. I'm sorry. I was thinking Paul Allen? No. Paul Allen's going to start his own. No.
I'd buy into it.
Yeah. That would actually be nice. A recording studio in every home. That's a deep cut, a real deep cut.
I'm glad you remember that.
I love Paul Allen, though. I have a huge science fiction collection. What am I going to do with it? Store it in the basement? No. Where am I going to put it? I know. I'm just going to build a big building and charge people to come and look at it.
Exactly.
It's so brilliant.
It's brilliant.
I enjoy all that. Now, if something goes wrong and it turns out that he's a horrible person
I didn't know that. I just admire his business acumen and
acumen.
Is that a word? Acumen. Yeah. I'm an autodidact, Ben. I want to learn how to pronounce autodidact wrong. Maybe I am, so that I can say that I am one and say it wrong. I just learn things by looking at books. That's all. That's all I do.
Oh God.
I went to college, but still. All right. So that's interesting. I like that. I love not being on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I get to be surprised by things. It's great. For instance, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I loved it. I don't know if people like it or if they hate it. It doesn't matter. I thought it was great.
I haven't seen it, but I did see Deadpool a couple days ago. Have you seen Deadpool?
Oh, how's that?
Oh, I guess
no,
you
I
haven't
seen
it.
How was it?
I liked it. I actually did like it. It's a pretty polarizing film.
Yeah.
But for what it was, I think it did a good job. I think it could have done better.
Let me ask you a question. Did you talk about Deadpool on the Perfect Sound podcast?
We did, actually. We spent quite a lot of time on it on the episode that is going to be released on our website on Monday.
See, I don't think that was me. I really don't. I think you're hitting the buttons on your phone.
I'm not even touching my phone. You're the one with the phones possibly in your...
Look,
are you?
Look, my screen. My screen.
And there it is again. It just
back.
Happened again. You were talking about your screen and I heard a beep.
No, but it's completely black. I'd take a picture of it, but then I'd have to turn my phone on.
This happens
it's
every time I talk
black.
To you.
It's black. Oh, Ben, wait a second. My screen is black. You're not touching your phone.
Yeah.
There are beeps. What do you think is going on, Ben?
I think President Trump has started his NSA surveillance a bit early and prematurely, don't you think?
Yeah. Okay, so, here's the other thing, right? I found out that Amazon Music, right, will allow you to download albums that you bought from Amazon way, 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 way back, right?
Are you talking about streaming, like MP3s, or are you talking about like physical CDs as well?
Streaming MP3s.
Okay.
Irresistible Bliss.
Yeah.
I have it now. I've listened to it. And you know what?
What?
This is going to be controversial, but I love Soul Coughing. Mike Dowdy doesn't like it. I get it. But I've been listening to it all day. And I'm like, you know what? You and I bonded over singing along to Soul Coughing and stuff like that.
We did.
And I think part of the thing is...
I missed that truck.
You kind of want to be, you know, the lead singer of Soul Coughing. That's part of it. I mean, in a way, you're like, I would like to do this. I would like to be singing along with these guys. So I read the Book of Drugs. You read the Book of Drugs.
I did.
And here is... This is the thing, is that... I mean, they all sound like Jerks, his band.
Yeah.
But that's one person's story.
Well, okay.
And the thing that was getting me is that the guy who plays the synthesizers, right?
Yeah.
Mike Dowdy's big thing with him was that his mom had to do stuff for him, and he had a lot of social anxiety and stuff like that. That doesn't make me dislike him. That makes me feel a little bit bad.
I don't actually remember that part of the book. I don't remember the part where the synth player had to have his mom help him with stuff. I do remember I do remember reading it, that book, and at the time following Mike Dowdy on his various social media outlets and knowing knowing that while he was writing the book, he was in a very dark, angry place. Right.
Yeah.
So he wrote the book when he was still super, super mad at all those guys.
And you do see the bad things when that happens.
And so it's you have to take the narrative of the book with that grain of salt. This is a man who hates these guys. Now I think he's had a chance to heal since then. He's actually had a chance to re-record some of the Soul Coughing songs on his own take them back.
Which I have heard.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that's weird because, like, I like covers of things, so I enjoyed it. But But when you have done what you and I did, you know, where you sing along to them every day for, you know, months and months and months, it's like, no, that's not where that goes. That, no, this happens here, and then this thing.
Not,
and yeah, so,
that's not the tempo.
So listening to Irresistible Bliss again, I've just been like, oh, yeah, this is it.
And I got to say.
Also, I figured out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I've been singing at too high a register. I actually am a deep-throated person. I've been singing along to other stuff, too, and my voice cracks constantly. But I can drop down an octave below what everybody else is singing at, and I'm all right. So, yeah, because I figured you and I will play music again sometime.
Yeah.
So get ready for that is all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, something we can do, something we've talked about for the last couple of years since you've been over there, is that I could just send you a drum beat and you can put a guitar over it.
Or a mandolin.
Or a mandolin.
Because that's what I'm playing now.
Or an accordion. Oh, wait, I have that here.
Wait, you still have it?
I still have the accordion. I offered it to Troy. He didn't want it. I told him he didn't want it. So what was I going to say? Right. Oh, Irresistible Bliss, right? So, Soul Coughing aficionados will say that Ruby Vroom is their best album. Their first album is the best one, and LOSO is their worst. Irresistible Bliss is actually my favorite of the three because it is my first Soul Coughing CD that I bought.
I think it was the first one of me too.
Yeah, it was.
Ruby Vroom is great. I have Ruby Vroom also.
But a lot of people crap on LO, so I actually really like it.
Oh, here's the thing. This is what I think because I had a problem with LO so when it first came out.
Yeah.
I think the problem with it is that you were listening to the other two so much, and then here's this new thing.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly what you remember because it's not. Hey, this isn't any of the songs on the other album.
Yeah, but it's not like it's part of a double album either.
On the other albums.
But it's also a natural progression of their music. It's not like they went in this weird, like, experimental phase, you know, like some other bands do.
Yeah.
You know, it's still very much within the realm of.
I mean, the drum beats were a little crazier in some ways, but I think you'll be with me with this, where you say, you know, after a while. Especially after Mike Dowdy's other stuff came out, that it became part of the canon, if you will.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is, you know, which album is Monster Man off of? Oh, LOSO. You know, you have to think for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't. So it's getting that time.
It's, we're at 52 minutes. Are you,
Yeah. Daddy!
Oh, hey. You're back home. How big is this town you live in?
It's a very small town.
Were these stores just are they your neighbors?
They're pretty close to each other. Yeah, maybe a couple miles away. Betty was just playing Undertale. And Betty, how are things?
I'm fighting this guy named Doggo right now.
Doggo looks like a dog. He's got what looks like a mask and two. Short swords, or maybe a sword and a knife. And it says, Doggo blocks the way. Now, Benny, what you mentioned there are different ways of fighting in this game, or different modes of play. What are the different modes?
Neutral, pacifist, and genocide.
Neutral, pacifist, and genocide.
Yeah.
And which one are you playing right now?
Neutral.
Which means?
That you kill something that you. But you don't kill other things. And pacifist is where you kill nothing, and genocide is where you kill everything.
Yeah.
So I see it's appropriately labeled.
So, yeah. Betty has a game. She's a child, where there's a mode called genocide, where you kill everything. So, welcome to 2016, everybody.
Exactly.
No, you know me!
Yeah, I do know you. True. Ben, what is the philosophical question for Betty today?
Oh, geez. All that's coming to my mind are like dumb philosophical questions.
It doesn't need to be philosophical. It doesn't need to be philosophical for it to be a question.
If one hen claps in the forest, does anybody hear it?
What?
He said, if one hen claps in a forest, does anybody hear it?
Of course! Sound happens all around us. Like if a tree falls and there's no way to hear it.
Wait, if it, okay, hold on. Let me clarify this. If a tree falls and nobody hears it, does anybody hear it?
I mean, if nobody is there to hear it, does it make a sound? And the answer is yes, it does make a sound.
Oh, so
that is the correct answer.
Is the actual making of sound waves, not necessarily
speaking.
Not necessarily anyone hearing the sound. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I need to get to my game, so sorry this has to be cut short, so goodbye.
Okay, thank you for spending this time with us.
Betty, excuse you. Jennifer was saying, excuse me, she needed to get to her computer. She was saying, excuse me, to Betty, I couldn't figure out how to get out of her way, because I wasn't in her way. So that was weird.
Is everything okay over there? Should I? Do you have a safe word?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. We're all okay.
We're all fine.
Sorry, I was just doing some game business.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I think that's about all I have for you, Betty. Hey, what day is it today, Betty?
St. Patrick's Day.
And what happened for St. Patrick's Day today?
I got a pin.
You got a pin. What is the pin of?
A three-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
A three-leaf clover.
Yeah, yep. You know, it's a, you know, general Irish, not necessarily the luck of the Irish.
Was it on sale?
You know, Irish stuff. What's that?
25% off.
Possibly on sale. But no, there's a leprechaun that leaves her stuff. Every St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
I need to go.
Yeah, the leprechaun used to leave her stuff that she already owned that he would just pick up from around the house.
I just moved it for you.
And stick in a bag over the years and then give it all back.
That's kind of weird.
But then the leprechaun got a little extra money.
Oh.
And so decided to buy some.
Because the leprechaun moved to a small Midwestern city.
Right, with a much less...
The lower cost of living and a higher higher income.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I think this is what we should do from now on, is that I go out and do stuff. Maybe not mail things every time, but...
Right.
It's a lot more fun than sitting around.
It might.
Maybe more interesting for the people.
Maybe. Who knows? If you're listening to this, email us at bensemail@yahoo.com, @gmail.com. And why I didn't just get goodylawrencepodcast@gmail.com or goodylawrence@gmail.com. I don't know. The email address is bensemail@yahoo.com, @gmail.com. Email us. Let us know what sort of adventures you want to send Paul on down there in the lovely little town of Edwardsville, Illinois.
And if you really like sending email to strange email addresses, you can also send an email to hellofromthemagictavern@puppies.supplies and ask them a question about our podcast, and that would be funny.
What's that email address again, Paul?
That's their actual email address. It's magictavern@puppies.supplies. Let me make sure I got that right.
magictavern@puppies.supplies.
Yeah, let me see. I didn't even
realize .supplies was a top-level domain.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Let me check one here. Magic. Yep, magic. tavern@puppies.supplies. And just write to them and say, and his name's Arnie, say, hey, Arnie, have you ever listened to the Goody Lords podcast? Because they told me to email you.
I don't know why.
Which you can find at GoodyLawrence.com, or you can now find us on iTunes. I finally got approved from iTunes, and when I say finally, oh, I mean that I just never submitted the feed to iTunes before now.
Oh, this is great. This is a good jumping on point for you to listen to us on iTunes and subscribe, and hey, write a 5-star review.
Exactly.
Otherwise, forget it. All right. So yeah, that sounds great. Oh, and look, according to the old clock on the wall, it's 7:30.
Yeah, it's
time to be
talking for an hour now. We may have to, Paul, this is kind of off the books here, but we may have to reschedule next week because I might be going to the Bruce Springsteen concert at the Key Arena.
Okay.
Which will take place this time next week, but we'll work something out.
Hey, what you could do is you could record it. You could record the podcast at the concert. I'm sure there won't be any problems with
that. Yeah, no. Never mind the legal ramifications. You probably won't be able to hear a thing.
Yeah. So,
maybe Friday, and then I can talk about it. All right. I will let you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, good talk.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
And talk to you later.
Yep. Okay.
Bye, Ben.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye.
Brett, enjoy your monkey.
Enjoy your monkey, Brett.
Okay. Enjoy your monkey, Brett.
We should end every episode like that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, is that going to be our signing off thing?
Sure, why not?
Enjoy your monkey, Brett.
It sounds a little bit too close to the Nerdist sign off, which is enjoy your burrito.
Oh. We'll come up
with something else. We'll come up with something else.
Okay. Enjoy your burrito.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Hold on. How do I hang this thing up?